cities in England, discovered this when he was assassinated by the Bulgarian secret police in 1978. Although state-sponsored television, the only kind, was broadcast for just a few hours a day, and even then was used mostly to provide updates on the latest five-year plan and news that the boot factory in Plovdiv had once again met and exceeded its annual production quota, the American cartoon The Flintstones was dubbed into Bulgarian and broadcast several nights a week. The cartoon was considered a depiction of American workers who, confined by the strictures of capitalism, labored in jobs that exploited them, their revolutionary instincts blunted by their desire for material rewards, a gargantuan brontosaurus steak, a new foot-powered car, or a night on the town at the bowling alley. Wilma and Betty, confined to the home by the gender divisions that helped sustain the capitalist labor market, were to be pitied. It was all in all not an entirely ridiculous interpretation. Amid this cultural battle between East and West, at a time when those stood in for capitalism and communism, Bulgarian architecture, rather than calling on the long and rich cultural heritage of a state with over 1,000 years of history, was decidedly modern. International-style city planning was everywhere, with tall apartment blocks set among large green spaces. High-rises, the result not of density or high real estate costs,